Have you ever felt fully alive? I'm not talking about just having a pulse, but a time when you really felt alive. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. For some, it might be the moment they spoke their wedding vows. For another, it might be the sight of their newborn baby a few seconds after birth. Or for the first time we see the Grand Canyon, the Swiss Alps, St. Peter's Square, or other breathtaking sights. It can be the first time we skydive, speed down a ski slope, score a touchdown, hit a home run, or make a hole in one. Time stops, even for just a moment. Everything seems like it's happening in slow motion, and we are totally in the moment. You know, it feels great to be fully alive. Being fully alive, though, isn't just about happy times. Sometimes the feeling of being alive comes from pain. The death of a loved one, the cancer diagnosis, the job loss, divorce, or other life-changing experience tempers us like steel and makes us appreciate the life that we have. As we look back on these times, we realize that hard times help us to become stronger. We become more understanding and helpful people. We learn gratitude, kindness, forgiveness, and we want to serve others. We learn about courage when we face danger, poverty when we're hungry, and gain strength through pushing ourselves through our comfort zones. We learn about sorrow through loss, thriving through striving. Our Lord Jesus experienced these same feelings. He knew hunger, danger, sorrow, despair, confusion, and pain. Many people sleepwalk through life, living just to survive, trying to be comfortable, continually searching for who they are, but unwilling to be the person they were truly meant to be, by stepping out of their comfort zone. We have got to be uncomfortable to be fully alive. In our pain, we must depend on God to guide us, not to take away the pain, but to make us aware that in suffering through it, trusting completely in Him, we can experience the joy and beauty of life, life fully alive. That also comes through service of others. We can build on the pain we have felt and focus it on helping those who are experiencing the same kind of problems. The volunteer at the local hunger center was once hungry. The man offering a blanket and boots to a homeless man on the street was once on the street himself. The woman who visits a cancer patient at the hospital is a cancer survivor. If you're not serving, you're simply existing. Whenever I meet someone who is fixated on their problems, I tell them, you need a ministry. You need to take the pain you have experienced and use it for the glory of God. I promise that if you do, you will experience the beauty and joy of someone who has hope. Someone granted the gift of new life. A life that is fully alive. This is Tony Agnese.